I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Should you happen to know, live with, or be married to an individual who deeply adores gardening, then you also know that gardeners tend to be trash stashers. Somewhere in or near the garden, they keep a midden of scraps. Kitchen scraps and yard mulch combine to form the treasured compost pile. Decked with eggshells, crowned with banana peels, swarmed by an entourage of paparazzi gnats. The compost heap is to gardeners what the fully stocked larder is to a gourmet chef. Similar to a gardener's backyard midden, many commercial compost companies adopt the thermophilic compost method, whereby organic materials are heaped into a pile, regularly stirred, but otherwise left to rot. The right combination of carbon, nitrogen, air, and water in the heap activates bacteria and other microorganisms that feast on the heap. Their digestive gases produce an internally hot, thermophilic environment that kills pathogens. Compost also acts as a carbon sink. That means it returns to the soil the very compounds we drilled and used as fuel, which then overwhelmed the atmosphere as heat-trapping gases. By sending household or restaurant scraps to backyard or commercial compost piles, ordinary people do more than stash trash. They meaningfully counteract catastrophic climate change. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.